We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This Sunday, animal enthusiasts are encouraged to drop by the Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine. You can gain a better understanding of what vets all over the world go through and some of the unique situations and illnesses they face each day. There will be 40 different exhibits and demonstrations featured as part of the Illinois Vet Med Open House. That's October 2nd or Sunday from 10 to 4. Teresa Grandis, a third-year veterinary student, is in the studio with me, as well as Ursula Shaklutsky. They both join me to discuss this event. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So it would appear to me that there are a lot of things that maybe we don't know about pets or animal illnesses. We might know of some of the typical things faced by your dog or cat, but maybe things they shouldn't eat. But a lot of things that can be taught here with all these demonstrations and all the things going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of different opportunities at the open house. You can see everything that the vet school has to offer and the veterinary profession in general. We have everything from public health to large animal, equine, small animal, exotics. There's so many different interactive exhibits as well. You can pet a horse. You can milk a cow. We are going to have a new exhibit this year. It's the service dog demo. So it's showing the different ways that dogs can help people that have different disabilities. We also have a kids tent that has lots of different activities for kids and many other types of animals and exhibits there too.
You mentioned this demonstration of service dogs, and that's really interesting. We see service dogs out and about, helping the blind. We have dogs that help, obviously, law enforcement. But I didn't know that we had a training program on campus that helps that trains these dogs.
Yeah, there is a training program. They teach students. They allow them to bring the animals on the campus, and they'll be coming and explaining everything that they do and showing off some of the different tasks that the dogs have learned, including turning on and off lights, grabbing objects for people, and just helping them get around in general.
That's really terrific, yeah, helping the elderly too. 2011 has been designated World Veterinary Year. That marks the 250th anniversary of the founding the first year of vet school. I had no idea how long vet school had been around, never gave it much thought. What's that make this so significant, having this event this weekend tied to that? Let's talk about your careers. And I mean, were you aware of that going in, or the careers you hope to have, and how long, you know, how long vet schools had been around, and how far we've come, even probably since you decided you wanted to study this and go into the field since you've been in school for the last couple of years?
Yeah, I know. I didn't know that it had been around that long. Science in general changes so quickly. And so even it's interesting having our professors talk to us about 20 years ago, we repaired an eye this way. And they tell us how far it's come since they were in school. And so it's definitely a changing field every year. And you need to make sure that you keep up on all of that. And it's very interesting, all the advances that we've made. And so they're celebrating that this year with the World Vet Year.
And obviously, this is anybody's welcome, but this is a big recruitment tool, talking with students here for high school and other college students that want to look into being a vet.
Yeah. Every year we have an admissions talk. And this year we are going to have the same thing. It's a little bit different this year. There's only going to be one talk at 11 a.m. So if you or anybody that you know is interested in becoming a vet, you want to make sure that you guys get there early enough to see that. And during that talk, they'll go through the whole application process, answer any questions you may have, debunk some different myths about, you know, what GPA you need to have or different things, and definitely give you an opportunity to ask any questions that you may have.
Do you think vet med may not have the exposure you'd like to see? I mean, on this campus, obviously, engineering is a really big school. We have a big law school. And I'm sure you and fellow students understand how important it is and how good a program you have. But it sounds like just you would love to have anyone come out and learn a little bit more about what vets do and what is being offered at the U of I.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely feel that the public and just the general, everybody around here needs to know a little bit more about what we can offer. Our school has a wildlife clinic, so if anybody finds any injured wildlife, you can bring those in. We've been putting some ads around town, different billboards, trying to sign people up for our Good Human program, which is an emergency registration. So in case anything happens to your pet, you can bring them in. Anybody that's interested in animals, or even if you don't think that you're interested in animals, we recommend that you come out, because you might find that you like a snake when you've never held one before, or a guinea pig, or, you know, let your kids pet a horse for the first time in a safe place where there's students that are able to help them. And there's lots of different things to do there.
That is the Vet Med Open House that's coming up this Sunday. Any other demonstrations or things, or maybe things we could pass along to our pet at home that we might be able to pick up? But you should point out that animals should not be brought to this. Animals are not welcome.
Right, yeah. They're, any outside pets are not to be brought in. There's a risk of any diseases or anything being brought into the school. Since we do see so many sick patients, they're more susceptible. It's kind of the same thing about bringing somebody else that's sick to a hospital. But there's lots of different handouts. I know, for example, there are handouts on different toxicities for dogs. There's so many people there that you can ask questions to. So definitely come out and check us out.
All right. That is the Vet Med Open House here at the U of I, Sunday from 2 to 4. And you can learn more about it at vetmed.illinois.edu. We'll also provide that link on our website at will.illinois.edu. Teresa Grandes and Ursula Shaklutsky have joined me from the College of Veterinary Medicine to discuss the event. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks. Being that this year with the World Vet Year.
And obviously this is anybody's welcome, but this is a big recruitment tool, talking with students here for high school and other college students that want to look into being a vet.
Yeah. Every year we have an admissions talk, and this year we are going to have the same thing. It's a little bit different this year. There's only going to be one talk at 11 a.m. So if you or anybody that you know is interested in becoming a vet, you want to make sure that you guys get there early enough to see that. And during that talk, they'll go through the whole application process, answer any questions you may have, debunk some different myths about, you know, what GPA you need to have or different things, and definitely give you an opportunity to ask any questions that you may have.
Do you think Vet Med may not have the exposure you'd like to see? I mean, on this campus, obviously, engineering is a really big school. We have a big law school. And I'm sure you and fellow students understand how important it is and how good a program you have. But it sounds like just you would love to have anyone come out and learn a little bit more about what vets do and what is being offered at the U of I.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely feel that the public and just the general, everybody around here needs to know a little bit more about what we can offer. Our school has a wildlife clinic, so if anybody finds any injured wildlife, you can bring those in. We've been putting some ads around town, different billboards, trying to sign people up for our Good Human program, which is an emergency registration. So in case anything happens to your pet, you can bring them in. Anybody that's interested in animals, or even if you don't think that you're interested in animals, we recommend that you come out, because you might find that you like a snake when you've never held one before, or a guinea pig, or, you know, let your kids pet a horse for the first time in a safe place where there's students that are able to help them. And there's lots of different things to do there.
That is the Vet Med Open House that's coming up this Sunday. Any other demonstrations or things, or maybe things we could pass along to our pet at home that we might be able to pick up? But you should point out that animals should not be brought to this. Animals are not welcome.
Right. Yeah. They're, any outside pets are not to be brought in. There's a risk of any diseases or anything being brought into the school. Since we do see so many sick patients, they're more susceptible. It's kind of the same thing about bringing somebody else that's sick to a hospital. But there's lots of different handouts. I know, for example, There are handouts on different toxicities for dogs. There's so many people there that you can ask questions to. So definitely come out and check us out.
All right. That is the VetMed Open House here at the U of I, Sunday from 2 to 4. And you can learn more about it at vetmed.illinois.edu. We'll also provide that link on our website at will.illinois.edu. Teresa Grandes and Ursula Szczeklutski have joined me from the College of Veterinary Medicine to discuss the event. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks.
It's 12:47. If you live in a city, you may take broadband internet service for granted, something as close as the free Wi-Fi service at your local coffee shop. But in many rural areas, broadband service is hard or even impossible to obtain. The problem was a topic of a recent congressional field hearing in Springfield, as Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows reports.
As an employee for eGrain, which specializes in electronic documents for agribusiness, Drew Earls understands the importance of a good internet connection. But he says that's not what he gets at his home in the central Illinois countryside, where he relies on service from a wireless transmitter mounted on the grain elevator in nearby Mechanicsburg.
It'd be a little less than broadband, I would say. You know, at times it's comparable to dial-up, just depending on the traffic. You know, if you catch it early in the morning, then you can usually get some things done and view some things.
Justin Green, who grows corn and soybeans near Arthur, has it a bit easier with a wireless connection to the DSL service at his parents' house. Green says people working in agriculture need reliable internet service as much as anyone else.
A lot of our business is done utilizing the internet and email. A lot of our commodities markets and trading and access to information and communications with landowners and other businesses, a lot of that's done via email.
Earls and Green spoke at the booth they manned for the Illinois Agricultural Leadership Foundation at the Illinois News Broadcasters Association convention in Springfield. But their comments could as easily have been made across town at the University of Illinois Springfield campus. There, Illinois Congressman Tim Johnson and other members of the House Subcommittee on Rural Development were hearing testimony on rural broadband service. Among those testifying, Sue Campbell, the CEO for Community Memorial Hospital in Staunton. She worked with a local internet provider to get 5 megabytes of broadband service for her hospital, needed for everything from transmitting electronic medical records to supplementing their limited staff with doctors who consult from off-site. But Campbell said her hospital will soon need a service upgrade.
As equipment upgrades have come along, it all requires a connectivity of greater broadband width. And it won't be too long before we're going to have to consider doubling our broadband width from 5 megs up to 10.
Rural America is well behind the country's urban areas when it comes to